Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Chalk Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we are back with a Las Vegas Grand Prix recap. What a freaking race. What a championship we are having ourselves this year.
You know what? I expected more from Vegas, just in general as a race. I was disappointed. But then 12 hours later, the outcome, I'm like, we're so back. We are so back. Like, this is the fight that we needed. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and unfortunately, people are already... So let's just tell what happened. Not 3-4 hours after the race ended. Not even. Maybe like 2 hours. I don't know. I was sleeping.
I was also sleeping.
Both McLarens get called in for technical inspection because of their rear wing.
No, I think they just get called in because it's random. And so I don't know what caused the stewards to call them in, but they were called in for like an extreme check on it. And that's when they realized, like the stewards realized that their floor, their board, the plank, what's it called?
Oh, that's what I thought it was the wing. I didn't realize it was the floor.
Okay. It was like that wooden piece of plank that's not supposed to go below 9 millimeters. I think it's 9, not 0.9. It can't go below 9 millimeters. It was shorter than the allocated length. You know, okay, I'm going to be so real with the audience right now. I have had a few glasses of wine, so I'm just going to keep yapping. But that's the disclaimer for what I'm going to say. The first thing that I heard when I woke up this morning from Devin, the McLarens weren't girthy enough.
What?
That's what I heard. The McLarens, they weren't girthy enough. And I looked at him and I was like, excuse me? And he's like, or maybe they were too girthy. Something about girth. And I was like, what the fuck? We're keeping this in, Hannah. We're keeping this in. I was like, what are you talking
about? You're editing.
Yeah, I'm editing. I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, they got disqualified. So he told me that they got disqualified, like right when I woke up. And he technically, you know what? Girth is the wrong word to use in this scenario, but it was to do with the height of their, or like the length of their.
The width,
the plank, whatever it was below the allocated length, the allocated height, width. But it was shorter or smaller than it should have been. But that was just not what I expected to wake up to, was my boyfriend telling me the McLarens weren't girthy enough. So that was a conversation on its own. And I was like, what day is it? What's going on? Yeah, that's what it was. And you know what? Okay. So I got theories about this because we know that Lando, we're going off. We know that Lando was nursing the car for those last few laps. Okay. We were like, something is wrong with this car. Something is going on. We don't know what. And I was so mad because during those last few laps, no, the broadcast wasn't showing us Lando at all. It was Max. And then it was what was happening with Piastri. And then like George, who also had issues that he was nursing. But like, for the most part, we were seeing Max. And we're like, we get it. He's winning this race. Show me what the fuck is going on with Lando Norris right now, because he's the one that has a problem. Like, is his car going to catch on fire? Let's go see it. You know what I mean? Hopefully, thank God it didn't. But you know what I mean? Like, the broadcasters, the like Alex and like DC, like they were talking about Lando's car and we weren't seeing Lando's car. So I was really mad about that. But that's a whole other problem. And this is what I'm focusing on right now because I always focus on the wrong things. Don't even say it. Anyway. So we were told via broadcast that it was a fuel issue that Lando was nursing. And that's why he just had to like ride it out. He couldn't attack. He couldn't defend properly. Thank God Russell was like way behind, but like he couldn't do anything. Lando was just like, he was like, we're going to attack Max, and then finish 20 seconds behind him, but whatever.
To be fair, he didn't say that. His engineer said, we're going to get Max.
Yes.
And he said, copy, and then finished 19 seconds behind Max. So he was losing a second every lap on Max.
Like, Kimi Antonelli was doing the most this race, and thank God he finished with the podium, but we'll talk about that after. Anyway, Lando was nursing an issue. We were told via broadcast, depending on the broadcast you were listening to, the one I was listening to was, we were told it was a fuel issue, that Lando could not push harder. He could not do more. That was a bold-faced lie from the McLaren team, because they knew, they must have known at some point, that they were putting way too much, there was way too much porpoising going on, that there was way too much wear and tear on that wooden plank. And they, I truly think that they knew, they were like, we got to chill. Because if Lando keeps going at the, like, at the speed and, like, power that he's going, like, we're really screwed. So they try. This is the theory, guys. This is fully a fucking theory.
I was going to say, can you throw an allegedly in there, please?
There's an allegedly. This is a theory. This is a theory. And I've had a few glasses of wine. That. So I think his team was like, it's a fuel issue. Just chill. Don't push hard, because we just got to make it to the end. And but they knew that there was something wrong going on, but they didn't want to get called in for technical, like, inspection. So that's why they tried to make it seem like a fuel issue, because they don't test every single car for every single thing after every single race. They don't. It's random. We know this. So I think they tried to, like, downplay what the issue was. Allegedly, I want to be very clear. This is very much a theory. I think they tried to downplay what the issue was, and then they were eventually found out. And then that's when they also tested Oscar's car and found out that, because, like, I think they had, like, they looked into Lando's car because they were like, what the hell is going on? Like, clearly this is not a fuel issue. We have the data to, like, prove that it's not a fuel issue. Like, the stewards can see everything that's going on. So I think McLaren tried to be sneaky and it didn't work out in their favor. And now both McLarens are disqualified. Allegedly. That was my tangent.
The only part of your theory that I want to poke a hole in is, I do think, yeah, plank wear, but yeah, so that makes sense. But I do think they were both called in at the same, yeah.
Well, that would make sense to call in both cars to do a check on both cars, to do a check on both cars.
Yeah, McLaren summoned stewards, yeah.
But I think they were trying to avoid that by saying it was a fuel issue. Allegedly, this is just me throwing out theories. I think McLaren tried to be sneaky and they didn't get away with it. And now Max and Oscar are tied and there's two more races to go. What the fuck is going on?
I cannot. And so where this whole thing started was you saying, like, we are going to see this championship play out till the last race of the season. Now there is a conspiracy out there that people believe that this is manufactured. That to make this a more interesting championship, as if we needed a more interesting championship. Like,
yeah,
even with the results of this race having stood with Lando in P2 and Oscar in P4, we still would have had an interesting last couple of races, especially because Qatar is a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more points on the board. But I don't know. Like, I'd love to know. Like,
I listen, that's a conspiracy that happens every year in every sports series, is that it's rigged, and, like, we're not gonna get into it because we can't. It's alleged, okay, but, like, do refs make calls they shouldn't to extend the 7-game, like, you know, like, it's because I'm thinking NHL, right? Like, it's a game, teams have to win, like, 4 out of 7 games, right? Hannah's laughing at me because this is, like, hockey terms. I don't watch hockey. I mean, I do, but I don't. Oh my god, I won tickets to a hockey game and a Jonathan Taves jersey. With, like, a premium Taves jersey with, like, the safety strap.
Look,
you know what I'm talking about? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the fighting strap.
That's it. Yeah. I won,
like, at a social or something. Or
yeah, I was at a social 2 nights ago, and I won 4 tickets to the Jets and the Toronto Maple Leafs game and a Taves jersey. Okay, I will not be attending because I will not be in the city at the time, but I got the jersey anyway. But you know what I mean? Sometimes it's alleged that refs will make calls to extend the games to make it last longer. This happens in hockey, basketball, football, you know, we want the NFL to extend like as long as we can, you know, like this is, you know, it's alleged that the Chiefs shouldn't have made it to the playoffs, but because Taylor Swift brought in viewers, that the refs were lenient towards their fucking plays or whatever. You know, there's always rumors.
Bring it back.
We're gonna bring it home. So did the stewards make this call to try and find something wrong with McLaren's car to extend the championship? Maybe. Who's to say? Not us, but sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say one way or another. You guys know that literally for like the past 2 months, I've been team Max. Well, for the whole season, but I've been team Max because I wanted this comeback to be completed. That's been another little topic of conversation online right now.
Yes. So I wanted to actually chat about it. Did you see Michaela's post?
I did. And then I saw some other creators talking about it too.
So Michaela, she loves Vroom, said, I'm just going to quote exactly what she said. The fan turnaround on Max Verstappen is not new to the sport, but it is a great example of how fickle fandom can be. Even last season, people were tired of Max on the podium and sick of him winning. Now, more and more people are rooting for him to win the championship. It's so interesting, is it? Very neutral stance and just like saying what we've been seeing and like, but it's true. Like, I was not rooting for Max 2 years ago, but now that he has a chance to win the championship, I'm like, hell yeah. I want him to win. So it is interesting that like people are just, you know, jumping ship.
I noticed it a lot more this weekend. A lot more creators seem to be rooting for Max. Typically the Lando fandom is quite
loud,
large and loud. And I wasn't really seeing a lot of that. So, I mean, I obviously Josh is going hard for Lando still, but
isn't he there's a lot of Oscar?
Josh is team Lando.
Sorry, Josh.
But yeah, so I like that Michaela's pointing it out because it does like pose an interesting question. Cause I noticed it too, but yeah, I mean, fandom can be fickle, but I also think it's fair that even as a Max Verstappen fan, when he won every single race, except for one in
2023,
I wasn't the biggest fan of that because I can be a Max Verstappen fan and also a racing fan. And there you can be a fan of, in this championship, we want it to come down to last race. Like that's what we want.
And I think that's what it is like people aren't necessarily jumping on the Max Verstappen bandwagon, but they're race fans being like, this is what we've been waiting for years.
Yeah.
It's just ends up being Max Verstappen giving us that battle that we've been missing for the last few years. Like, if it had just been Oscar this entire season dominating, like he had at the first half, and then like the championship was a shoe-in for him, I'd be bored. And that's just the way it is. So I'm happy that there is a fight. And like, we haven't seen that in who knows how long. Like it was this time last year when Max won the championship in Vegas. He didn't win the race, but he won the championship. And Lando was like this far off from like still being a contender. And that was entertaining. And it wasn't that people were rooting for Max, as people were rooting for a fight.
2021 was the last time it came down to the last race of the season. That was Max and Lewis, the craziest season in Formula One history. But I'm here for this. This is what I wanted. I wanted it to come down to Abu Dhabi. I want Max to win. I want him to get five in a row. We'll see. I'm like super pumped. We don't have to wait either. Like Qatar is this weekend. It's a sprint race weekend. Then it's Abu Dhabi. Like we've done our waiting. Everything's going to happen now.
Yeah. No, I'm pumped. And I want Max to win just because I think I've said this for the last five episodes. I'm on team Max right now because if he were to have this comeback and to get his fifth world championship, like first of all, in a row, insane, but to get his fifth world championship after the start of the year that he's had, it would be absolutely insane. It would just be like if Lando won last year after the shitty start that he had, absolutely insane and so well-deserved. So, you know, I'm not rooting over one person over the other. If anything, I'm still team Lance, but we're going to talk about that in a second. But right now, yeah, I want Max to win the championship. He deserves it. I think he deserves it more. And also, listen, every weekend, these last three race weekends, I've gone into it being like, maybe Oscar will have his redemption. And then he doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like this point, it's hard to root for him.
I think he's out personally, even though he's still tied with Max and he's only 24 points behind Lando. I think mentally he's out.
Mm-hmm.
you just haven't seen that same fight from him that you saw at the beginning of the season. And he could
Yeah.
definitely prove us wrong.
I would love
I
it.
don't know if
I would
I would
love
love
it
for
if
him
he
too. Yeah.
did, you know, but
Yeah.
I
I
just.
just think he's been dealt a shitty hand, like we talked about it. Like he had a couple DNFs, the disqualification now, and I think it's really hard to come back from that from a like a mental standpoint. So and this could also be very difficult for Lando to come back from. That's the other thing. Max has momentum right now. Momentum means a lot in sport. And we'll see. We'll see what happens here. I'm very interested to see how the rest of the season plays out.
Yeah, because really we have no idea. And I love that we just don't know. I would not be putting money on any of these drivers at this point because I truly don't know. I wouldn't. There's a few drivers that I definitely wouldn't be putting money on. But another driver that completely blew me away this weekend was Kimi Antonelli. He was the only one, I'm sorry, and Charles, but for the most part, Kimi Antonelli was the only one actually doing something this race.
I
And
would
I
agree.
was so mad that he didn't finish on the podium because I was like, this man deserves it. And then my prayers were answered and he did end up on the podium, which made me laugh a little bit.
So Mercedes one or Mercedes 2-3, which is I think the first time that both of them have podiumed this year, right?
Yeah. Which is kind of nice because they also, I think Vegas is definitely a track that George knows. Like he was so close to winning it that first year and then had that horrible, horrible lockup. And then last year he won. This year he finished second as of the disqualification points. But like this is definitely his track. One of his tracks that is more suited to him. But it was so nice seeing Kimi Antonelli. Like he was matching Max's times almost, like even a few places behind, but still kind of on his level. And you know, Kimi Antonelli, obviously rookie of the year at this point. We know this. But I was so happy that he ended up on the podium. Upset that it was at Lando's expense, because I am a Lando fan, but I am happy that he ended up on the podium.
I'm very happy he ended up in a podium. Did you see the video of them having to turn his garage into a club because Kimmy can't go to the clubs in Vegas?
I did not, but I'm obsessed with that. That's
So
so
good.
funny. What time would that have been at?
I know, right? I was thinking the same thing, but I think everybody's awake, you know?
I
City that
guess
never
so, yeah.
sleeps.
That's fair.
You want to talk about Lance?
I want to talk about Lance, okay? He was robbed. He was
Of
robbed.
what? Of what?
Shut the fuck up right
Of what? No, literally, though.
Listen, okay. I want to shout out Aston Martin here. Them going on wets for Q1 while everyone else went on inters, like good call.
Good call.
And like we know that Lance Stroll is good on like a wet track. Like we've seen this before. He is. He has. Listen, he is.
Emma, there was one qualifying session where in recent memory where he made a good tire decision that had him start higher up on the grid than he normally does. Otherwise, Lance is not good in the wet.
I feel like he is.
Okay, remember when the Lance stroller video came out? Do you remember the comments people were making?
I tune those out.
Okay.
Oh no.
A lot of them had to do with the stroller being in control in the wet, in the rain. So
I feel like he is not bad. He's not horrible in the wet. I think he still has, listen, that's my opinion. Whatever.
I'm not, yeah, you can have it.
Regardless, Q1, he was leading for a good chunk of it. Q2, like he still had pretty good lap times until the other teams figured out, like, oh, we should probably switch tires, like go to the wets and like figure our shit out. He did ultimately end up starting, I think, P12 for the race, which, you know, fine, not a horrible starting position. Could be worse, could be better. But like during Q1 when he was leading, I was like, this is my guy. Like I was sat. I was at a social and I was like watching on my phone and I was sat. Okay. And I was ready. I was ready for the race because I was like, the track is slick. It's not wet, but it's, you know, it's cold. Track is slick a little bit. Like it's slippery. And I was ready for Lance to do something. This is. I'm gonna be so careful with my words right now. I am upset with Gabby Bortoletto because it was his fault that Lance was out. I don't know what the hell happened to him and the control that he just completely lost of his car. all of a sudden, like, Lance was fine. He was on a good racing line. Was he going to overtake and move up like three places? No. Should he have stayed in the race? Yes, absolutely. Out of nowhere, Bortoletto comes and just sideswipes him and takes him out of the race. And like, from what I was watching, it seemed as though, and this is what I texted my friend this and she posted on her story. So if you saw it, this isn't new, but it seemed to in my opinion, that Gabby mistook the gas for the brake and just hit the wrong fucking pedal. And that's kind of what it seemed like, because no one was going fast at this point. This was a turn. Slow down a little bit. He did not. He took Lance out. Lance is literally out, had to retire. And that's when I decided that I am no longer a fan of Gabriel Bortoletto. Thank you.
Okay.
But Lance was robbed. I think he could have had a decent race and he was robbed.
I think the most that Lance was robbed of was one singular loint. But you're right. We were robbed of a loint.
We were robbed of at least a loint. Okay, Hannah, you were robbed. I'm mad about it. And then I got even more mad when I saw that Gabby was still in the race, but then he ended up retiring after that. Yeah, I was like, if he stays in this race and takes out Lance, I'm rioting. But then he ended up retiring, so it's okay. I don't wish ill. I don't wish harm on Gabriel Bortoletto, but as a Lance fan, I'm upset. And that's all I will say.
For those of you who may be listening to Track Talk for your very first time, Emma did give a disclaimer. She did give a disclaimer that she's had a couple glasses of wine, but I promise you, this is her stone cold sober take.
Oh, I could say so much more right now, but
yeah, nope.
I know some. We're good. I'm not going to say anything else.
We're good.
This is it.
Thank you.
This is it.
I want to say something.
About Lance?
I was just really, nope.
Oh.
Not about Lance. Okay. Actually about Liam Lawson. I was really upset because he qualified so well.
He's six.
And then Oscar drove right into the back of him.
Again, Liam was robbed. Lance was robbed. Liam was robbed. Listen, we deserve Emma, so much more. Okay.
Liam was in a point scoring position. Okay. He made it to Q3. He was in a point scoring. Lance potentially could have gotten 1 point. But Liam ended up finishing, I think, last of the drivers that finished, because I just think that he had to pit early. It was, and Yuki had to pit early too. I don't even actually know what happened to Yuki, but he had to pit early too. And the commentators, for the first time, I heard them say, like, Tsunoda continues to be a problem.
Uh-huh. Well,
and I was like,
and then they made note of Isaac Hajar's comment. That he called on the radio. I don't remember exactly what he said, but something about like, we need to attack, we need to fight, like we need to push harder, like really showing that he's fucking in this thing. And then the commentators were like, oh, Helmut Marko's gonna love that. And I was like, keep your fucking hands off Isaac Hajar.
I think we have lost him, Emma. I think he's gone at this point. I'm really... Obviously, like, I still just want Isaac to, like, I would like him to have some more time with V-Carb and be able to, like, develop under a car that he's
comfortable in.
Obviously having success in and he's confident in. But I just think that, like, who else is Red Bull going to go with right now?
I don't know.
I don't think they can. They can't justify keeping Yuki.
No, and they can't just throw another rookie in there.
I mean, and I don't think that they would put Liam in, because I just think that they would not want to, like, I think it would be a pride thing.
Yes, like, and I don't think it has...
go back on their decision, yeah.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Liam's skills or capability and, like, what he can do in the car. It's quite literally, like, oh, like, it's we would look bad if we bring him back.
Yeah.
Like, we can't... It's like going...
We would look like we made a bad decision, yeah.
Yeah, it's like going back, not that Liam is a toxic ex, but it's like going back to your toxic ex. Like, that's how Red Bull sees it. You know what I mean? They're like, people are going to judge us. And it's like, no, if you bring Liam back, like, actually everyone will love that.
To be fair, Red Bull is kind of like Liam's toxic ex in that scenario.
I think Red Bull is every second driver's toxic ex and or toxic current relationship. If you are the second driver, like, Red Bull is the toxic ex.
A serial dater, some might say.
You know
Pierre,
what?
Alex,
Which is funny
Leo.
because, like, I am a full supporter of Max Verstappen at Red Bull, and like, I want him to win that championship with Red Bull. But it's that second seat that I'm like, can we maybe just like chill a little and
Here's
maybe
the
like
thing, though. I
commit?
have
Can we
hope.
commit? Can we commit is the question.
True. I have hopes for next season because Christian was fired like this season. And so I'm not sure if so many changes were made to the car, but next season, new regulations. If they haven't.
Zero Christian Horner from any
Zero Christian
point onwards.
Horner, no Adrian Newey. Like he wasn't in it this year, but just like his influence, another year away from it. Not that that's a bad thing. Adrian Newey is a fantastic piece, but
But
things are just
it's,
going to look
yeah.
different for Red Bull, I think. It's just different. So, yeah, we'll see. I have been seeing more rumblings online about Christian Horner taking over as team principal of Aston Martin next year. Have you seen that?
So what, Aston Martin is the new Red Bull? Like, what's happening?
Well, no,
I haven't
literally.
seen that, but I don't like it. If this is true and if this is what's happening, I'm boycotting Aston Martin. And that's my team. So no.
Okay.
But I can't boycott. I can't boycott. I can't boycott Lance. Could I? I can't do that.
Mean, his dad makes these decisions, I will say.
I was so mad. It was about Lance being robbed when that happened. Like, I was watching live, right? And Devin was kind of watching with me, kind of like not really paying attention. But his brother texted him, who watched his Formula One, and all his brother said was, "Lance sucks, LOL." And then Devin responded with, like, "Looks like daddy's money can't buy skill." And I'm like, it wasn't even him. It wasn't even him. It wasn't even his own fault. Okay, sometimes it is. Okay, this time it was not. So I was mad about that. I'm just
I
mad.
think,
Chris, if you
no, I
listen
think
to this, fuck you. Lance doesn't suck. He doesn't
maybe
listen
you
to this.
want
No, I'm not cutting
to
it. I'm gonna send it
that.
to him.
Chris, I'm looking out for you. Like,
Met him like four times. He's like, why is this girl cursing at me on a podcast?
also, your dad is like Emma.
I'll tell my dad before this episode comes out that I was a little wine drunk.
I mean, he'll hear the disclaimer, so it's out there for everyone here.
Out there.
I would have a hard time though with that if like, because Devin doesn't watch F1, doesn't really know F1. So if he continually like said stuff about my favorite driver, even if they're true, I would just be like, you don't watch it, and you can't have an input because you don't watch it,
And that's what I've
and you don't
said.
know anything about
That's what
it.
I've said. But he's like, is he a nepo baby? Does he suck? Don't talk to me. Like, he's firm on this stance. Listen, it is totally fair for, if I'm sitting here talking about how much I love Lance Stroll, it is totally fair for Devin to be like, I don't like the guy. I respect it. You know what I mean? If he were to keep talking about how much he loves Dua Lipa, I'd be like, I hate Dua Lipa. You know what I mean? Like, it's, if you have a celebrity crush and your part, if, okay, if your partner has a celebrity crush and does not shut the fuck up about them, it can be a little annoying. So I understand that sometimes I cross the line when I talk about how much I love Lance Stroll. He is currently my background. I have removed Devin as my background. It is Lance Stroll's car. And that's just where we're at. And it's fine. We have a very healthy relationship, but he has no right to say that Lance Stroll sucks. I don't know where we're going with this. Can we move on?
Interestingly enough, I saw Wicked for Good last night before the race.
I
Timed
haven't seen
it
it.
perfectly. Timed it perfectly. 6:30 movie start. Actually starts around closer to 7 o'clock. 2 hour movie. Get home at like 9:15. Have a shower. Put my pajamas on. Get on the couch. Watch the race. It was perfect.
That's
Okay.
amazing.
I call Cam because he wanted to chat, and he's like, "How's the movie?" Blah blah blah. And I was like, "I just got over Jonathan Bailey, like I just got over him from last year, and I'm like, I'm back, and I'm back in it. I'm lusting over this perfect, openly gay man." And he was like,
Can you shut up?
not a sentence. He's like, not a sentence I thought I was gonna hear tonight, but okay. And then he's the type too, pisses me off. I love this for him, but pisses me off when he goes, I'm like, so who's your celebrity crush? I don't know, like, I don't really have one. Like, other women just don't really interest me. And he's dead ass serious too. And that's why I can't even be mad about it. Cause he's not just saying that. I've never seen him like have a celebrity crush or be interested in a movie because of this one actress, or watch something, or like follow somebody on social media because it doesn't even have social media. Like, it's not, it's just very, he's got me there. He's got me there.
Okay, well, you're just a girl. You're going to have a crush.
It's Prince Fierro. Like, yeah, literally.
Like, I love Jonathan Bailey. And like, normal. It's normal. You would never leave Cam.
Jonathan Bailey would never look twice at me.
No, you're a girl.
He wouldn't even look once, actually.
Oh, can we talk about Louis Tomlinson?
Yeah.
Listen, there is a pipeline from directioners to Formula One fans.
Yes.
That pipeline exists. It is there. You liked One Direction. There's a good chance you now watch Formula One and you are a fan of motorsports. It has to do also with DTS, the boy bandification of F1 drivers. There is a whole line there that we have talked about. So to see it come full circle and see Louis Tomlinson and Lando Norris together, I could have died. Could have died happily at qualifying, after qualifying. I don't even need to watch the race. That was all I needed to see.
Yeah.
Imagine we got like a full One Direction reunion. I mean, clearly not full One Direction reunion. But like,
Something weird happened last week, right? Where Zayn says he's back in or something like that. Or did he like add One Direction to his Instagram bio or something?
And people I saw that he teased or like mentioned back in One Direction. Or like because the One Direction band members, they all own a part of like One Direction. Like, it's not owned by upper management. Like, they own it separately. I think Zayn bought back into that or something.
Oh, okay.
Is what I think happened. I didn't read too much into it, but I think that's what happened. Regardless, I felt like 14-year-old me and 27-year-old me were like both sitting watching post quali the other day, because it was just everything. Like, that was like, that my inner child healed and like my current self healed.
I need to tell you that Charles is knocked over behind you, and I now directly believe that that's why he did not do better this weekend.
He did well.
Thank you. He did well. But what if the candle was up?
We've never lit it.
No, we have not.
I don't think we can.
I don't think there's a time for
that. Can we light it at the beginning of next season?
No, but like, if he was in contention near the end of the season, we'd have to.
We don't know when it fell over.
That's true.
It could have happened mid-race, you know.
Could have been the double DNF last race.
Do you think Lewis Hamilton hates his life at Ferrari?
I do. I do. But did you see his new ad with Lululemon?
No, I didn't actually.
He pretended to be an educator for one day. He went in store, an educator. That's what we would call ourselves at. Was like the sales, that you're a sales associate, you're an educator.
That's what you guys call yourself? I had no idea.
Yeah. Educators. He spent a day, an afternoon, whatever, as an educator in a store. People kept asking him, are you sure you're not Lewis Hamilton?
Are you sure you're not Lewis Hamilton? As there's a picture of Lewis Hamilton above you while he's ringing you through. Could you imagine? I don't think I would ever. I think I would. Like, you would know. Like, you know. Like, you know that's Lewis Hamilton. Shut the fuck up. What would you have done if you walked into Lululemon and, like, Lewis Hamilton was right there asking you, like, if you need help? What would you do?
I don't know. It's too close to home for me.
I know. That's why I want you to answer.
I don't know, man. I'd probably say.
You're folding those wrong. That's what you'd say.
I'd probably say, what are you doing next year?
Well, he's racing for Ferrari next year.
What are you doing next year? Well, yeah, I guess. What are you going to do next year?
What are you going to do next year? You're going to quit after next year?
Yeah.
I just
don't know. No, that's not what I would ask him.
No.
I would just ask him, like, how are you going to be better next year? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, like, what are you physically going to do to better yourself next year? How are you going to not let us down next year? You, Lewis Hamilton, as you stand in this Lululemon store, tell me right
now. Careful. careful. You're toying a very fine line right now.
I love Lewis Hamilton. And like, this is, it's like jokes because like, this is not his fault that he's had a shitty year. It's Ferrari. Like, we know this. So this is the wine coming out. It's not him, but I think that would be a very funny conversation. Like, could you imagine someone asked him like, hey man, why are you shit this year? Clearly they can't put that in the Instagram ad.
I think I might just be like, Lewis, how did you get off the poster? Like
night at the museum.
That's what's yeah.
He quite literally jumps out of the poster.
Anyways, I don't know if my home store has Lewis on the walls. I don't think they do.
Okay. Which driver do you think is most likely? None of them need part-time jobs, but which driver do you think would be like most likely to get like a part-time job? And like, where would it be? Like retail? Would it be like restaurant? Like, what do you think? Like, I could see Lando moonlighting as a bartender. I'm so serious.
The only thing that's coming to mind is Esteban Ocon as like a sommelier.
Oh my god, because he's French?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I'm just correlating.
No, you know what it is? You know what just made that happen in my head?
What?
Is Esteban from Normandy or is Pierre from Normandy?
I think they both are. They're both from the same region of France.
I just had like a weird like Formula One turned into Emily in Paris in my head, where Chef Gabriel wants to open a restaurant in Normandy. And I just had a moment of like them working at the same restaurant in my head.
I think I'm just thinking about like the ads and their partnerships. Like, could you imagine Pierre Gasly working at a sunglass hut? You know what I mean? Cause he like works with Hawkers. Is that the sunglass brand? I don't even know. Or like,
well, so then what? Charles and Lewis work for HP?
Or like trying to sell you extended warranty on your computers.
On your computers? What else? Like Lando's an energy drink, a Monster energy, like
he drives
brand ambassador.
Yeah, I could see that. Or I could see that. That's an accurate one. George Russell working in like an Adidas, like getting you your shoe size from the back.
That not as much as George Russell working in a Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, I see that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure he'd be working with Tommy Hilfiger.
And he's not even just the one that's like, oh, like those look good. Yeah, I like those. You should go with those. He's like, those would look fantastic with this other shirt that we have up here.
He'd upsell.
And you should put it over your shoulders and we'll just like cuff the sleeves like this and we'll like, and maybe we can tie it in the front. And also you need this belt and you really also need the hat that goes with it. It's matching, tie it all together. Boat shoes. We need boat shoes.
That's George Russell. That is absolutely George Russell as a part-time job. He would be employee of the month every month because he can upsell the shit out of every customer. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm obsessed.
I don't know what else I have. Like this race, I feel like we're kind of all over the place, but I feel like we touched on the main points.
Who do you think is winning Qatar?
Man, I don't even know. All I can say is that I want Max to win the championship. That's all I have to say.
I want Max to win the championship too. But it's absolutely wild that we have like literally a three-way race to the end.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it so much.
Yeah.
My favorite thing.
Yeah, I'm really pumped about it. I really would love for Lewis to win a race before the end of the season, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
No.
But I really would enjoy that. Otherwise, I got nothing.
I think it's very unlikely that either of the Ferrari drivers will win a race.
Yeah.
We can just wait till next year. That's it. Super sad because Lewis has been on the podium every year since he started. So not his year, and that's okay. It's fine. We're not going to talk about a shitty qualifying start. It's fine. It's cool.
That was a tough one.
It was kind of embarrassing to watch because it wasn't like he hit the wall. It wasn't like,
I think it was a tire strategy that
screwed him over completely.
Yeah.
Like, how do you explain that seven-time world champion Lewis Hamilton is starting last? The only reason he didn't start last is because Yuki Tsunoda had to start from pit lane. Like, anyway, it's fine. Qatar is next week. Abu Dhabi is next. And we'll have a winner. And I'm so pumped. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I also do want to talk about the fact that let me get these. I don't want to butcher the math. Let me pull this up here. I meant to talk about it after last race, but it totally slipped my mind. So it wasn't, hang on, what was it? Brazil. So after Brazil, Red Bull officially passed Ferrari in third in the championship. So, which is still accurate. Red Bull is currently third. Mercedes is second. McLaren has already won the championship, which we know. But Red Bull is third with 391 points. How many points do you think is from Max? Do you know how many points he has?
I don't know. Do you know?
Well, I'm looking on the app.
Okay. So they have 391.
Yeah.
366.
So yeah. So Max, again, we know Max is currently tied for third in the Drivers' Championship, but for him to be also third with Red Bull, or sorry, third with Red Bull in the constructors is insane. He could almost surpass Ferrari by himself. Ferrari is sitting at 378 points. Max Verstappen is so close in just by himself with points. So I don't remember how many points Liam Lawson got when he was with Red Bull. Yuki Tsunoda is currently sitting at a 17th in the driver championship with 28 points. So hang on, let me do the math. 366.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Plus 28. So Yuki has brought, I think, 25 points to the championships since he joined Red Bull. I'm pretty sure. My math might be wrong. I don't remember how many points exactly Liam Lawson got before he joined Red Bull, but
I don't think Liam got points.
I also don't think he got points, but I don't know. Regardless, hang on. Let's do how many? Okay, 391 divided by 366. Or is that no? No. That's not how you do the percentage.
Other way around, babe. Yeah.
366 divided by 391 times. Max Verstappen has scored 93.6% of points for Red Bull. That is his team. That's his team.
My goat.
And that's like, if he surpasses Ferrari with the amount of points that he gets by himself, I'm going to like laugh at that point. You can't make that shit up. Like, that's so funny. And he honestly probably will. Let's be real here.
He probably will. And I have such mixed feelings about it because I want Max to do well, but
you're also Ferrari,
as a whole, Ferrari is my team. Yeah. Do you think that I need to add a photo to my photo wall of Max with the pink glasses on?
Yes.
The Lego glasses.
I think you should do it like front and center, like where one of your fingers are right now. Yeah. Like replace one of those ones there.
Okay.
You have a lot of red on that wall. Get Max for Saturday with the Vegas glasses.
I do. Yeah. Now this is Max, even though it's red.
Mm-hmm. I'd maybe replace that photo then. Keep Max there, but just replace the photo.
This is Fernando. Seb.
I like this photo of Max that we have with the broken trophy.
Yeah, I love that one. Do I have that?
I think my favorite one.
Ow. Danny Rick.
Beautiful.
With my ring light.
Amazing. It fits right in.
Yeah. That was kind of a crazy driver's parade. No. Did they do Lego cars for the driver's parade again too?
It was a driver introduction is what you can call
the intro. Yeah. And then also to the podium. That was kind of crazy.
That was my favorite.
Terry Crews
and then singing 1,000 miles.
Singing 1,000 miles.
You can't make that up.
I had to text Maddie and be like, what? Actually, I don't even know if I did. I meant to. I was so tired.
It was so good.
Be like, wellness check, because when we saw Terry Crews at the Indy 500, she freaked the fuck out, just like I freaked the fuck out over Gronk. So
no, it was so good. Vegas is a spectacle and I enjoyed watching it. I'm upset that the race itself was boring, but the outcome was not.
I was not bored at all, but that was because it was like the pit rotation and then okay, will Max be able to keep this lead? Lando's supposedly going to go for it. And then.
I think I just the last three races were at Vegas were so good that I expected more, and I need to not do
Yeah.
that with these races.
They were really good. They were really good. We gotta go.
Yeah, I think we can call it. I have to go to the bathroom also.
No, sorry. I meant we gotta
Oh,
go to Vegas.
I was like, I gotta
Next
go.
year, I think we gotta, like, we have to get to Vegas next year. We keep saying that.
I think we can.
I'd rather do Vegas than Miami, honestly.
I do both.
I obviously would do both, but if I had to choose.
Vegas, yeah, I do Vegas. Anything else to add?
From the race overall weekend? No, I don't think so. I'm just really pumped that we don't have to wait a whole that we only have to wait like 4 days till we get cars on track again.
I know,
So
because
let's
it's been a long
go.
time. I can't wait. I'm so pumped. I love it. I love Formula One. Okay, then we'll call the episode there. Thank you for putting up with my tangents. I've sobered up throughout the recording of this, so it's great.
Do you have hyperfixation?
Yeah, 5 seconds of summer, 5 seconds of summer's new album is my
I
hyperfixation.
love the sound, the song Boyfriend. I love that song.
No, my favorite song on the album is Telephone Busy.
Okay.
So good. It's a
I'll
jam.
listen.
It's so good.
Okay.
That's my
I like
hyperfixation.
really wasn't, I was definitely a One Direction girl, but I really was not a Five Sauce girl because, like, to be honest, I didn't think any of them were that cute. Like, none of them were like my type.
That's fair.
So I didn't like have the same attachment to them like I did with One Direction. But this album is very good. The songs that I've heard, but Boyfriend is really, it's
You need
fantastic.
to telephone busy. It gets me going. It's so good.
Okay.
What's your
Usually
hyperfixation?
when you have like a hype song, I usually agree with you.
Okay, listen to it.
So
If
I
you don't,
will.
I will remind you. What's your
I
hyperfixation?
also meant to tell you that for some reason, Young Gravy was performing here
They were?
last week and they were like giving
Oh,
tickets away
in Fargo?
in Fargo.
Did you go?
No, I just well, I wasn't gonna go
Sorry.
by myself and like,
You could
but
have.
like, I don't know if I would have done that, but I just thought, I just thought of you. I'm like, if Emma was here, we could have just gone to Young Gravy
Gone with
together.
you. That would have been so fun.
Hyperfixation of the week is Wicked, specifically Wicked for Good.
There, I'm
Saw it
seeing
last
it.
night. Like I said, perfect evening. I did it perfectly, planned it all perfect.
It's
It was
very
fantastic.
type A of you to plan out your night like that.
Yes, and I'm usually not super type A, but when it's something that is more fun to me than school, I can be more of a planner. I yes, that it was the man. It got me. I don't really cry very often. It had
I
me.
haven't watched it yet, so don't. I
I
know. I mean,
won't. I
obviously, it's
won't. I
fucking
promise I
Wicked. Like, I
won't.
know the story of it, but like, don't say anything.
Okay, so here's the thing. So I kind of went in blind a little bit because I've never seen the play Wicked. After the first part, I kind of knew just from TikToks about like what happened, but I wasn't really sure like the sequence of events because I thought that at the end they like weren't friends. Anyways, I'm not gonna say anything more about like the plot of it, but it was fantastic. I loved going in blind. I cried a little bit. I tried not to because I went by myself. So that's like a little bit pathetic. Like going to the movie by myself feels empowering, but crying sitting there by myself feels pathetic. So I
Okay, fair.
really felt
Yeah, I get that.
that. But before I went to see Wicked for Good, I watched like the first Wicked here at my place. Just fucking fantastic. Just fantastic. And it just, I just, both of those two women have amazing voices. Like I literally was on the phone and I was like, I just wish I could sing. Like that would be great if I could just sing. And of course, because he's Cam, he's like, I really don't think that you have a bad singing voice. I'm like, okay, well, you didn't just watch Wicked and
You're no
watch.
Ariana Grande or
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
like
Cynthia Erivo. But and yeah, that's it's just overwhelming. Wicked is just a massive, massive state of mind right now, I think. And it's a phenomenon. And I really hope that this year, those two and the rest of the cast are rewarded for their efforts as actresses and actors, because Last year at the Oscars, Wicked didn't come home with as many, I think, awards as they anticipated that they would. But then I think that people were kind of thinking, like, or that was just during award season too, like Golden Globes and whatnot. But I think people were thinking, oh, well, part two hasn't come out yet, so maybe they're saving all the glory for part two. So I hope the glory is coming for part two. It was fantastic. Jonathan Bailey just melts my heart. That's what I have to say.
Okay, love it. I'll let you know my thoughts when I see it, and you have to let me know your thoughts when you listen to Telephone Busy.
Okay, dealio.
Super easy. Good deal. Okay, this has been a Las Vegas race recap.
We are Track Talk.
Catch out for now.